Lutheran Radio presents Cross Encounters with Pastor John Ehlers.
Hello, and welcome to this edition of Cross Encounters. I must confess that I really don't have many abiding memories of my childhood. People who can recall all kinds of amazing and even trivial events from their childhood astound me. But one memory that I do have, which has stuck with me throughout my life, was not so much something I saw, or tasted, or touched, or felt, but it was something that I smelled. I remember being awakened very early one morning by my father, and told to hurry up and get ready, because we were going over to the home of my parents' friends. Half asleep, I just did what he said, and I didn't ask any questions. But as our car drove up the long drive outside their home in the country, I could see, but more amazingly, I could smell why we had left so early and in such a hurry. Their beautiful two-story home was now reduced to a pile of smoldering ash. That night, their home had burned to the ground. Thankfully, everyone escaped without any injury, but their home was utterly destroyed. And the smell of what remained is almost indescribable. I can still feel it fill my nostrils when I think about it now. It is a stench like no other, and it will remain with me for a long, long time. This event in my childhood has always reminded me of the Apostle Peter, who, after seeing Jesus standing on the shore of the Sea of Galilee, jumped from the boat into the water and swam to meet Jesus, who stood on the shore next to a charcoal fire. John chapter 21, verses 7 through 9 describe this. Now, have you ever stood next to a charcoal fire? That too is a very unique smell that sticks in the memory of your senses. But why did John go to such trouble to specifically mention that Jesus and Peter stood next to a charcoal fire? Have we heard or smelled such a fire before? In John 18:18, we find that Peter was next to a charcoal fire in the courtyard of the high priest's home. It is here, by the fire, that Peter denies even knowing Jesus three times. This denial of his Savior would always remain in Peter's mind, and I suspect that every time he smelled a charcoal fire, he couldn't help but remember that night when he denied even knowing Jesus. But now, in John chapter 21, we find Peter again standing next to a charcoal fire, his nostrils filled with a pungent smoke that would fill his mind with the memory of his recent denial of Jesus. But now, the resurrected Jesus stood beside him. Will Jesus scold him, discipline him, or berate Peter for his denial, using the charcoal fire as an object lesson? No, Jesus feeds Peter and the other apostles. And then Jesus, standing next to that charcoal fire, invites Peter to feed his lambs and to take care of his sheep. Jesus' love for Peter comforted him and gave him strength and confidence to face the days that lay ahead. A day when your hands will be stretched out and someone else will dress you and lead you where you do not want to go. John 21 verse 18. There, standing next to that fire, Jesus informs Peter that he would no longer deny him, but instead, Peter would bring glory to the name of Jesus Christ through his death as a martyr. Standing next to the charcoal fire in the high priest's courtyard, all of Peter's pride, self-bravado, and cockiness were consumed. But by the charcoal fire on the shores of the Sea of Galilee, Jesus' forgiveness, love, and word of commission filled Peter with the faith that would never deny Jesus as Savior again. The smell of the charcoal fire, which once would have got up Peter's nose, now became the fire that illuminated the love, forgiveness, and mission of His Savior Jesus Christ. Let us pray. Almighty God, through Your only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, You have overcome death and opened to us the gate of everlasting life. We humbly pray that we may live before You in righteousness and purity forever, through that same Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with You and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forevermore. Amen. Now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be and remain with you always. Amen.
Love is in the air.
Christ is in the air.
Lutheran Radio UK.